If there's a new development in tech, he's on it. The Tech Report with Stephen Ambrose.
Stephen Ambrose, a very, very good morning. I warn you, they aren't gentle today.
Now I can see it's a tough audience out there. People are looking for quality. Well, let's see what we can do.
They're looking for quality. That is such a cheek. They've had quality. They just don't know quality when it slaps them in the face.
You know what the problem with quality is? You just got to keep giving it. You can't give it sometimes. People become spoiled. That's the problem. We've been spoiling the audience with too much quality.
Too much quality. Exactly. And now they expect decent quality all the time. Well, you're not going to get – well, hold on. That didn't sound right. Okay. Either way, let's talk about Microsoft and their hardware, talking about quality.
Well, that's actually a great, great segue into what's going on with Microsoft. For years now, Microsoft have been building their own hardware. It started out, I think, as a bit of a sort of competition with Apple. Apple have always had this halo of we build it from scratch. We do the hardware. We do the software. We do the experience. We deliver it all in one package to you. And generally, it offered a more seamless, simpler, and, you know, a much more consumer-friendly offering. So Microsoft, with their Surface range a couple of years, about 4 or 5 years ago, decided to get into the same sort of market, offering tablets, laptops, and a couple of accessories. And the biggest challenge has been, for whatever reason, they've promised over the years to bring it to South Africa, and they never did. And guess what? This month, starting early next week on the 29th, you'll be able to pop into a local tech store or speak to your local tech seller that you deal with, and pick up a new Surface Pro or a Surface tablet. The new Pro 7 and the Laptop 3 are the two products that they're launching in South Africa. And a lot of people say, you know, there's so many laptops, we've got so much product. Why would this be better or different or preferable to anything else that's out there? And for a long time, I've wanted a Surface product for one simple reason. Exactly the Apple type of offering. The hardware, the software, it's all one company, it's all optimized, and it's all very slick. And having used Surface products internationally for a bit and seen other people and played with theirs, I was super impressed at how well integrated and well combined Windows 10, which most people use anyway, and a hardware product can be. The updating of the hardware is seamless, it all happens through Windows updating the software is pretty seamless. And the lack of drama, the lack of hassle, the lack of little bits and pieces that irritate and don't work, haven't we all had that over the years? So talking of quality, the experience is far better, really far better with a product that's all in one. And for me, the biggest hassle was that the product was available. I know a lot of people have got it. But if something went wrong, that item had to go back to Europe, back to America, or just turfed, which is never a great scene of quality. So the new Surface Pros will be available pretty much anywhere, starting at $17,999 for a tablet, which is expensive, but it competes very strongly with the iPad Pros and runs a full Windows, complete and utter Windows setup. But they catch you as well. You've got to get a keyboard, which costs extra, a stylus, which costs extra. Right.
Wow. Okay.
So that could probably push your Surface Pro up to, depending on the storage you get, $23,000, $24,000, $25,000, which is not cheap. But again, in the context of the Rand and the context of what's out there and the competitors in that space, it's competitive. And the laptop starts at $22,999, which is very competitive with MacBook Air. It looks a little bit like a MacBook Air. It has very similar sort of features, except they all come with touch screens, which is something Apple doesn't do up to now.
No.
And the Laptop 3 comes in a 13.5-inch and a 15-inch. And they both, I very briefly played with them before we got locked down and shut back down into South Africa. They are really incredibly well-built, and they certainly compete right at the top of the hardware space. So the Dell XPS range, the MacBook Air and MacBook Pro range has finally got a competitor from Microsoft that does a pretty cool job in this country. And the services there gets a full local warranty. I still haven't found out about all those guys who bought those in from overseas, whether they'll get supported. Probably not. But Well done, Microsoft. Yeah. I think it's about time that you got involved in this space.
Absolutely.
And it's a great product, and it's all fully integrated, which makes, I think, a huge difference.
Do you think they'll have to fight for market share in South Africa, considering we haven't been able to purchase them locally until now?
Yes and no. A lot of corporates have been offering them to their users for a simple reason. Again, service and support. It's an all-in-one. They only have to go to one place to get the hardware and the software sorted. So a lot of corporates have been offering them. And I think a lot of international corporates that work in South Africa can now add it to their mix. So the big accounting firms, the big law firms, you know, a lot of the financial services people, and stockbrokers and things like that will probably find a really good place for it quickly. I think there's been quite a pent-up demand. I know it's been available in South Africa for a while, but as I said, it doesn't make sense to buy a product you can't get serviced locally, and now you can. So I think the ramp-up will be pretty quick. The biggest challenge they've got, they're launching a brand-new product and range in the heart of an pandemic, which is never a good time to get going. Well, maybe it is a good time. Let's see.
Microsoft not spared. One of our listeners, Rath, says, Microsoft and quality, that's an oxymoron.
Well, let's not get into that. The simple fact is that the experience has been variable, and often because it's part of out of the control of one or the other party. You know, you have a problem with your laptop, someone says it's the hardware. Then the hardware guy says, no, it's the software.
Yeah.
And off you go down a non-quality route. And that's always been Apple's little secret sauce. And now Microsoft offering a very similar thing. And from what I've seen and what I've heard, haven't played entirely myself for any extended period, it definitely does make a difference. But at least you've got one person to talk to. They cannot run you around and send you from pillar to post.
Absolutely. Stephen Ambrose, that's where we leave it. It is 8:42. I'm Howard Feldman. This is Your Morning Mayhem.